Gee, it's been a big week for Danny O'Brien. A treble at Bendigo during the week and a couple of major spring contenders, and he takes four horses which could perform extremely well at headquarters tomorrow. How are you, Danny?
Really well, thanks, Michael.
Gee, you must have been wrapped with those performances during the week at Bendigo. Is Miami Bound a serious 1,000 guineas Oaks prospect, do you think?
Yeah, well, she's certainly a filly that we bought with the Oaks in mind. Obviously, her mother won the Oaks, and her prep will be guided just towards the Oaks. So I don't know whether she'll run in the 1,000 guineas. She'll probably run here at Flemington, the Edward Manifold, and then run in the Ethereal, you know, with all systems go towards Melbourne Cup Week.
Seriously, Aizon looked impressive too. What level can it get to, do you think?
Yeah, he's a young three-year-old colt just learning. He potentially run at Flemington in the Derby trial meeting here on the Wednesday before the grand final. And, yeah, we'll just be guided by how he steps up each time he goes to the races.
Well, the young ones are exciting. I see Vowan Declare's been scratched in the Vale Russell Cameron. Any issues?
No, not really. Just went over him with the physio yesterday and he had a little bit of just muscle soreness, just a bit of hind quarter muscle soreness. And we thought we'd get on top of that with some anti-inflammatories. And obviously, once we treated him, he couldn't run. But yeah, he's got plenty of time. He's sort of aiming to get to the Melbourne Cup. And yeah, we didn't want to run him if he was a little bit not quite at his best this week. He'd probably run the following Saturday.
All right. Race number two, you kick off your day with Absolute Flirt, who was absolutely flying. Two really good runs. Should have won first up. And then she was good in the Quizette. That form's been franked by Exhilarates. She's had the one start down the Flemington Straight, running second to Yes, 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 which is pretty good form as well. Drawn barrier two. Is that any concern?
No. I think, you know, we've drawn barrier one or two at every runner we've had down the straight for 2 years, and we've still been able to win. Order of Command has won three or four races from those inside draws, but yeah, every time he's had Damien Oliver on him, so Absolute Flirt. They'll have the same setup there tomorrow. Yeah, as you said, she's just a terrifically honest filly that steps into a race that she's going to be very hard to beat in.
It's a deep race, though. It's a good field. Where do you see her in the run from that gate?
Again, I'll just leave that to Damien. It'll depend on where they go. But she's a very tractable filly. You know, she begins well and can take a position on the speed and all be ridden a bit quieter. So just leave the riding to him.
Lady Lupino goes around in the Antler Luggage Exford Plate. What happened last start?
She was a bit disappointing her first couple of runs in the autumn. No matter how hard we work her at home, she seems to require one, you know, even more runs to really get to where we need her to be competitive. Now, I'm hoping she's come along since. She trialled last Friday and trialled nicely. She's, you know, forward enough now. We hope to run well. And, you know, in the autumn when she did step to 1,400 metres, she really showed another level. So she gets that tomorrow, and we're hoping that she can turn it around pretty quickly.
The steward's report said that she had some issues. Was there an internal bleed, or is that not?
Look, no more, I suppose, than a lot of horses that you'd scope after a race. No, I don't think that'll be a concern for us on Saturday.
She's been up on the speed leading in all her starts, drawn 14. Is that the situation tomorrow? Go forward?
Yes. She's not a filly that you like to restrain. She really does enjoy being allowed to sort of get to her top pretty early and maintain it. So she'll definitely roll forward.
She showed in the Champagne that she's up to the top class. How do you think she fits in the race tomorrow?
Look, if she runs up to her Champagne run, she'll win. But, you know, we've just got to take her a bit on trust until she produces that form this spring.
Race number six, you got My Pendant, who, speaking of Damien Oliver, he's been in rare form on My Pendant, and she's been flying this time in. Gee, I was impressed with her win at Caulfield.
Yeah, she was well placed in that race. She had the minimum weight and set up really well for her in the run. But yeah, she has a tendency to, when given those opportunities, to push the field away and do it well. And yeah, she's building a really good profile. 5 wins, 3 seconds. She's a filly that, even though she goes up in class, she's got plenty of confidence about when you take her to the races.
How far do you think she can go? Is she just your super honest, consistent horse, or is she a group class in your mind?
No, I have no opinions. That's why we run them in group races, so they can answer that for us. So yeah, we'll know tomorrow if she's a group class filly. She'll be very hard to beat tomorrow.
All right, Jawn 12. She normally gets back a little bit with cover. Is that the game plan tomorrow again?
Yeah, yeah. She'll just be able to balance, and you know, under those circumstances, she's really strong late.
And then in the last, Baron Declare comes out. You're left with Royal Ace. Probably needs to improve on face value. How do you think that race looks for Royal Ace?
No, I think he can run really well. He was super winning at Flemington last time he raced here, and he just barrier tried last week at Moonee Valley. You know, it was a race of no speed where they just gave him no chance, really. He just went around and had a gallop. So I think he's got a good run in tomorrow, and albeit in a stronger race, he's probably got fitness on quite a few of them, and no, I expect him to run really well.
Nice hand at headquarters. Who's your best, do you think?
I think Absolute Flirt.
Get the cash early. Good luck tomorrow, Danny.
Thanks.